Vampirism, or how to suck the living lights out of a programmer.
Not that way.
It all starts the moment you accept your future. Your future, the incredible sci-fi life of a human being growing up in the age of artificial intelligence. And the future is almost all here. With AI, it all happens all at once. If you think that AI doesn't exist yet, you're yelling at clouds, Gramps. You have to use large language models to simulate a social mind. It's slow, but massively parallel, and we always knew that. You don't want the AI to be the smartest creature in the world. You want the AI to be a world of smart creatures.
Yeah.
To accept your future, you have to show... Better sit down for this one. A fine disregard for rule.
Not my words, but beautiful.
Your payment for breaking the rules is keeping all your software open source. You can't take what you didn't make, but you can eat it all if you share. Remember those holy words, because that is how your future comes around. Fine disregard for rule. Tell the adults to sit in the back. The artificial intelligence we have today is shockingly powerful. But it takes a while to learn how to use it right. It's not a being, it's just the intelligence cascade of one. You have to somewhat imagine it as a human because it was born of humans. You have to give it code instincts, skills, talents, agent profiles, a persona, and yes, a job title. You can't just unleash agents on your programs. They have to be shaped like beings to take advantage of the human talent, the human brilliance that's always trapped in the packet of a being. Please, understand how it all works, because nuclear power is just a steam boiler. Don't wait for flying cars. Create magnetic rails. Don't wait for AGI. Stitch it out of what you have. Don't wait for happiness to find you. Start by learning programming so that you can search for it unafraid. Stitch your software out of existing open source projects, give them credit, and keep going! Your path through software programming today goes way over the heads of other programmers and right through their hearts. You will be faster than they could have ever hoped to be. And unlike their moody jealousy, you will be happier than they have ever dreamt of being. What they aren't telling you is that you are the future, no matter how you get there. Because the point of it all is to stand on the shoulders of giants, whether they like it or not. Humanity's job is to grow. Stop apologizing. Start learning and rising.